This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
Now, I have got a treat for you. Now, I did mention this a little bit earlier on at the top of the show, but we've got some guests, and I'm really excited about this. And I'm just going to introduce the main person involved, who's been sort of herding cats out in the studio there. It's Jessica Payne. Very good morning to you, Jessica.
Good morning, Andy.
Lovely to meet you. Thank you so much for coming in. Now, let me get this right. You are the project manager for Independent Arts on this Young Writers Project, which is what we're talking about.
I am indeed.
So could you just give us a little bit of a flavour? Many people will perhaps not they will have heard of Independent Arts, of course, here on the island of Very, very worthy cause on the island here and doing lots of great stuff. But what's this Young Writers project all about?
So Young Writers is actually a slightly different project to what Independent Arts has done in the past. Mm-hmm. And currently funded by Arts Council England, it gives 16 to 25 year olds the opportunity to get together and work on creative writing. Mm-hmm. It's been a fantastic project. We launched in February this year.
Oh really, that far back? Oh yeah, great.
It is indeed.
So it's
yeah,
been running for a while.
Yeah, coming up to 7 months now. We're actually coming to the end of the project. Mm-hmm. And there's been two elements to this. One part is obviously to get the young people writing and sure. engaging with one another. Mm-hmm. And to launch a blog where their writing can sit on a platform. Mm-hmm. But also for them to put together an anthology of work, which is what I'm here to promote today.
Now, this is really exciting, of course, because you're publishing or have published this anthology of the work by these young writers here on the island, and you're launching that in about a week's time or so.
That's right. It's been perfect, actually, the way it's come together, because, of course, we've got Isle of Wight Day coming
Absolutely.
Next Saturday.
Yeah.
And I thought, what a great opportunity for us to really celebrate the talent we have here on the island with their creative writing.
Absolutely. So how many young people have been involved in this 7 or 8 months? So far?
Overall, over the whole project, I think we've got about 17 or 18 writers signed up. Mm-hmm. But as a general, we have around 10 to 12 writers that come every week.
Okay.
And that have contributed to this book.
And so this anthology, what sort of format is this anthology? And is it poetry or creative?
It's a mix. We've got a lot of poetry in there, but some flash fiction pieces as well.
Flash fiction, can I just ask you that? And a lot of people won't be familiar with that term, as indeed I'm not.
So super short stories that capture an idea.
Right. When you say super short, I mean, are there kind of specified, prescribed limits on the story length or wordage, or
we haven't done that. If you think of it being a book in front of you, it's usually a couple of pages, the story's wrapped up in a couple.
So beginning, middle, and end in a couple of pages.
It certainly
that's
is.
Quite a testing format, I imagine, isn't it? I mean, to actually be able to get a narrative that has some worth and merit and impact and holds together, beginning, middle, and end. That's quite tricky, isn't it?
It is. But I mean, Amy, who runs our session, she's fantastic at not only facilitating the writing but also giving feedback to these writers. Mm-hmm. And it's a shame she couldn't be here today.
Oh, right.
But we've covered so much in that last 6 months, and really given these writers the tools to get their writing.
So the funding for this, I believe, came from the Arts Council England.
That's right.
And this project, this Young Writers Project, is it the first time that you've actually done this in this format?
It is, yes.
Okay.
So
and
very
you
exciting.
Would, yeah, absolutely. Well, I can tell by, the excitement in your voice and on your face. And it really is tremendously exciting. I mean, I'm always banging on endlessly about the amount of talent we have on the island. And to hear of a new outlet for that talent that you're facilitating through Independent Arts is absolutely marvellous. Now, you're talking about this anthology, which is already actually obviously on hard copy now and being launched, and that's at Waterstones next Saturday, is that right?
That's right. So next Saturday the 24th at 6 p.m. Waterstones are very kindly hosting our book launch.
Mm-hmm.
And not only is that an opportunity for people to come and meet the writers and get to grips with who they are,
mm-hmm.
but also they're going to be doing spoken word performances of the pieces in the book.
Fabulous. Well, that's what we're going to be enjoying a little of during the course of this final hour of my show this morning, which I'm very excited about, because we are lucky enough to have four young writers with us. Can you just give them a name check who we've got here today?
So we've got Andrew Butcher, Ben Holmes, Jodie, whose name has suddenly gone out of my head. Don't you just hate that when that happens?
Don't worry.
And who else we got sat out there? David Jowett.
And David. Okay, excellent. Well, we'll be hearing from all of them during the course of this hour, because I want to chat to them a little bit about their experiences on this course and also give them the opportunity to air some of their own writing, poetry or flash fiction?
Flash fiction.
Fantastic. Yeah, this is a brilliant idea. Absolutely brilliant. So, Waterstones next Saturday. The book will be actually available. Will it be available to buy through Waterstones and Island bookstores, or is it only online, or what's the...
Initially, it's going to be Waterstones for that launch night.
Uh-huh.
And then available online. So we're looking at having it through Amazon and through the Independent Arts website as well.
Okay.
And I'm currently in talks with a few other local places that will stock the book. So Excellent. Kind of a watch this space
watch
on that
it.
One.
Okay, and what's the title of the anthology?
It's the Anonthology. The writers themselves have called themselves the Anon Writers. And so this is very wittily titled the Anonthology.
Ah, we see. Now, are there any websites or anything where we can tap into the blogs and information
Absolutely.
About this?
Absolutely.
Can you give us some details?
Yeah, sure. So if you want a flavour of the writing, something that is featured in the anthology, check out www.theanonwriters.com, and that's their blog.
Okay, brilliant. Well, look, Jessica, it's an absolute delight to meet you. I know you're going to be here herding, as I can say, herding cats in the studio, and we're going to get a couple of the guys in a moment or two so that we can chat to them and find out a little bit more about their experiences on this absolutely marvellous project that you've described to us, and also give them the opportunity to air some of their own personal creative writing that's included in this anthology. And if you come back a little later, and we'll wrap it up, and you can remind us of what's going on, particularly with the launch day on next Saturday, a week away.
Sounds perfect.
Jess, thank you so much. We're going to go to one now from Cheap Trick, I Want You to Want Me, and this is a live take, so everyone cheer and clap.
Putting the community back into local radio. This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
And leads us into my next link here. And I'm delighted to say I'm joined now in the studio by a couple of guys who have been on this Young Writers Project with Independent Arts that Jessica was telling us about a moment ago. And I've got Ben Holmes and Andrew Butcher. Very good morning, guys.
Hi. Hello.
Nice to meet you. Thank you so much for coming in. Ben, if I can maybe come to you first, since you're on that side. I don't know why. I just tossed a coin and decided to come to you first. So, Ben, how old are you? Where do you live on the island? And why did you join this course? What is it all about for you?
Oh, well, I'm 22. I come from Ventnor. Mm-hmm. And I've been interested in writing for many years. And I saw the flyer on the window of Starbucks in Newport. And I thought, well, that looks interesting. Yeah, so I went along, and it was a really cool place, and I've been going ever since.
Okay, and so you've always been interested in creative writing. Have you done much in the way of personal writing other than in school sort of environment?
Yeah, I've sort of started blogging, and I started doing it on there as well. And I started getting paid to do that as well.
Oh, right, excellent. Yeah. So is this a career thing for you, or is this more of a sort of hobby, or what do you reckon?
It started as a hobby, but now I think it's become more of a career, and it's something I really want to pursue.
Well, I wish you the very best of luck. And has this Young Writers Project with Independent Arts giving you the technical sort of skills and tools that you need, as well as inspiring you and giving you confidence to go for it as a profession?
Oh, yeah, it most certainly has. It's really helped. It's helped my confidence as well, mm-hmm. but it's also helped me just sort of learn what other people are doing as well. So sure. I can sort of follow them and go by example.
Yeah. I'm very, very exciting talking to Jess a moment or two ago, of course, about the launch of this anthology, which obviously you have some work published in. That coming out next Saturday, as we heard from Jess, and we'll be talking about that again before the end of the show. But very exciting. Now, I wonder if I could prevail upon you, Ben, to... I know you've got lots of things that you could read aloud for us, but we'd love to hear some of your work, if you'd be so kind.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got a piece here from the book itself. It's called Fear, and I'll read it to you now.
Yeah, thank you.
A horse fears the growling, splitting sky. A mouse fears the feline predator stalking him through the long grass. What does a human fear? The dark? The void? When an animal is scared, it becomes its nature. No matter how evolved we think we are, we still react the same. We shun the dark, lock ourselves inside our bright houses, whilst outside predators slither through the darkness. It's in our DNA. All our lives we are surrounded by the unexplained. Our planet just a speck in a void we cannot possibly comprehend in its entirety. No wonder we're so afraid. We can't explain our lives. We don't know how to put our existence into words. So we cower in our holes, shut the doors, and pray that morning comes again.
That's a very, very powerful piece, Ben. I love that. Very good indeed. Can you give us anything in the way of what's the backstory to that? Where did that come from in your psyche?
Well, I'm interested in fear and writing about fear, really, in pop culture particularly.
Okay.
And I was thinking about sort of TV shows and things and films and how it's represented. And I thought I wanted to sort of really explore that and explore the strongest emotions in us, and I think that one's particularly
so fear. Yeah, obviously a very, very powerful emotion. Yeah. But I mean, there's some great imagery in that, some wonderful imagery, and congratulations, a lovely piece. And that actually is one of the published items in the anthology coming out by the Anon Writers, which I think is such a clever name, which I believe you came up with collectively. Which is very clever indeed. If I can move over to you, Andrew Butcher. Very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Hello.
A little bit about yourself then, Andrew.
I'm 22. I currently live in Ventnor, which is great because Ventnor's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I'm currently working on being a freelance writer and performer.
Okay, brilliant. So freelance writing and performing, do you lean one way or the other, or is this something you'd like to maintain both elements of?
I've always wanted to maintain both. I did my degree as a joint in creative writing and drama.
Oh, okay. And
I can't really sort of separate them. There's always, I don't think you can have one without the other, because in performance, I mean, you can obviously do like mind pieces and things, and that's powerful. Mm-hmm. But often without the words and, you know, both of them working together, it's a lot less powerful, I find.
Okay,
sometimes.
So where has this come from in terms of you joining this Young Writers course? I mean, what was your objective by joining this course, do you think, Andrew?
Well, I always, one of the things that I find really hard is to, I mean, I get inspired often, but I find it difficult to have stimulus to write about things. And this particularly helped me at university, and this is one of the reasons that I joined this group as well, is to constantly have new stimulus with different people to write about new things, because often there's things that come to mind that you don't even think about writing about when somebody, you know, says, go write about this and see what happens. And then it seems to just come from nowhere that you've got all these thoughts about this thing that you hadn't even really spoken about or written about before, perhaps. And it's really nice, I think, to work with a lot of different new people and to be in that environment, to constantly have the new stimulus to be able to write new pieces.
Well, that's a fascinating insight into the creative writing process that you've just given us, and just in that, that's very, very interesting indeed. And clearly, obviously, that this course has been very helpful and valuable to you in terms of providing focus and stimulus and so on. And also, I imagine some, as I was saying to Ben, perhaps in the way of technical skills and tools to assist you in actually forwarding your potential as a successful writer and performer, which I'm sure you will be. Have you got something of yours that you'd like to share with us, Andrew?
I have, yes.
Splendid.
I'll just go to it now. There we go.
This is another published item in the anthology, which is coming out next week.
It is, yeah. Okay. It's called Happy But Poor. I am happy but poor. Busy but poor. I have hobbies and family and friends and great times and memories, but I am poor. The place I live is beautiful and unique and creative and historic and archaic and wonderful and poor. There are a band of people who own yachts, own horses, and are generally pompous idiots who vote for UKIP. And then there's us. Those who write, create, think, make. Those who want to change the world. And we band together to do what we love and love what we do, but we find it so very difficult because we are poor. Money dictates society and makes those who have it think that they are above those who do not. And okay, not everybody in the world can be Robin Hood, but seriously, what makes your yacht more important than the people who worked that hard to create it? We can barely afford to get the bus to 10 minutes down the road because Monopoly, not the game, the monopoly of life, the economic importance that makes those who can't join in feel crap about themselves, dictates that it costs three bloody 40 to go from one town to another 5 minutes away. And the world assumes, or the part of it that doesn't think this island is a place only the lost or uneducated or deprived live, which isn't much, that because we are different and life is slower and we are a little cut off from the world, that we are not cultured. Why is it that every piece of art, simply because it was born on this little island, is called amateur? By people who have barely even seen what we're capable of? Because it's harder for us to push our art and find the masses, we try so much harder than people who are surrounded by the industry they want to join. Some of the passion and talent and art and culture that comes from this island is born because we try harder to break the mould than those who are already moulded. Because we do not have the funds to make Hollywood blockbusters, we make the best of what we do have. Honest, simple but brilliant, blunt, unafraid pieces of art that don't need to shout to make a point, that don't need to look grand and crazy to be clever and fresh. We may be poor, but we use our depravity to devote our lives to what we love.
Excellent. Well, another hugely powerful piece there. Again, a slightly different sort of element to it, more of a protest kind of coming through, but very powerful again, Andrew.
Thank you
for sharing that with us. So another piece from this wonderful anthology of young writers that have been on the Young Writers course here at the Independent Arts. And we're going to take a break now and come back in a few moments with a couple more of the guys who are here in the studio who are part of this project. So first of all, thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Ben, so much for joining us and sharing such wonderful pieces of writing. We wish you the very best of luck. Back with Queen and Seven Seas of Rye after these.
This is Vectis Radio, serving the Isle of Wight and beyond. www.vectisradio.com.
Come along, you've all got to sing along. You've all got to sing along. It's the rule, I don't make the rules, you just have to follow them. That's all it is, it's very simple. It's Seven Seas of Rye, of course. 21 minutes to 1 o'clock here on Vectis Radio. Andy Knight in for Kelvin Curry on this Saturday. And delighted to be joined in this final hour of today's show with some very, very talented young writers here from the island. We are blessed with so much talent, some great stuff. You've already heard a couple of examples of it from Ben and Andrew, and we've heard from Jess, the coordinator, the project manager for this project that's been running most of this year via Independent Arts. We with Arts Council England funding. And I've got a couple more in the studio with me now. We're having to get a mezzanine deck fitted in here. We need everyone to fit in. But I'm joined now by David Jowett and Jody Plant. Very good morning, guys.
Morning.
Oh, indeed, good afternoon. Let's be more accurate about this. Sorry, I've no idea what I'm doing or what time it is. But those who listen regularly will know there's nothing new there. So, guys, if I can come to you, David, first. Now, you have a piece of work in this wonderful anthology of work that's been produced by the young writers on this project. And perhaps you could just tell us, first of all, a little bit about yourself and what the project's meant to you.
Well, project, it's been great fun just sitting in Starbucks Saturday morning, just writing stuff down, sort of stuff that comes off the top of your head. You get an inspiration and then you just start writing, and there you are writing. And
what's your background in writing, though? Is it something you've always done or something you've come to later? Or
it's something I've always wanted to do, but never quite got the inspiration to pull it off properly, but this group has really helped with that.
Well, how's this group? Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, clearly it's a facilitating group, as I'm gathering from Jess and the other guys, but how has that facilitated your progress in this field?
It gives you a sort of soundboard to throw ideas at and get opinions back, and just confidence, you know, just sitting alone in your bedroom writing stuff down doesn't really get you anywhere.
Sure.
Talking to people about what you write is just really helpful.
So having that kind of supportive forum, shall we call it that, with the technical skills and everything that you're learning along the way as well. So brilliant. Can you just tell us how old you are, where you're from, actually, Dave?
I am 20 and I'm from Ventnor, lovely seaside town, same town as Andrew, who was on earlier.
Well, yeah, everyone seems to be coming from Ventnor, which it's a hotbed of writing
it
talent,
is,
clearly. So I'm sure there are publishers listening thinking, must make a trip to Ventnor. Have you got something that's in this anthology that you'd like to share with us?
I do. It's called This Is Hipster.
Okay, thank you, David.
Take
it away.
Okay. Bookends are hipster. 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 Retspe. This is hipster. This is hipster. Is this hipster? Hipster this is. Beards are hipster. Art is hipster. The 1950s is hipster. Oscar Wilde is hipster. Black and white pictures of manhole covers are hipster. Boomerang jokes are hipster. Hipster mentality is hipster. Something that is not popular, but apparently will be one day, is hipster. Something that was once popular, but is no longer, is hipster. Things that were never popular and never will be a hipster. CDs are not hipster. The internet is not hipster. Vinyl is hipster. Vinyl is hipster. Vinyl is not hipster. Maybe it is some kind of pharmaceutical drug. Tapes are hipster. Wax cylinders are hipster. Music boxes are hipster. Sheet music on the bathroom wall is hipster. Smoking is not hipster. Though smoking through pipes is hipster. Vaping is hipster. Travel devices, which have a name that implies airborne flotation, but are really just disappointingly modern Segways, are hipster. Hoverboards are hipster. Collecting first-generation iDevices is hipster. Coffee is hipster. Coffee is more hipster than coffee. Confusingly expensive and pretentious crisps with phrases like erudite, balsamic vinegar, and sea salt are hipster. Bread with gluten removed is hipster. Gluten with bread removed is hipster. Cafes that no one goes to are hipster. Obscure French comedies, which don't make you laugh, are hipster. Crass American sitcoms that do make you laugh are not hipster. Sudden pieces of Ray flash fiction in the middle of a Ponzi poem is hipster. Jean walked into a cafe and sat next to her friend Jane. They had a conversation for more than 2 minutes about my poem, This Is Hipster. The Bechdel test is hipster. Using a stanza in a light-hearted satirical poem to introduce a reader to an important political concept is hipster. Feminism is hipster. Boomerang jokes are hipster. The following sentence refers to the previous one. This self-referential paradox is hipster. The preceding sentence refers to the following one. This self-referential paradox is hipster. Footnotes are hipster. Hoonerisms are spipster. Spelling mistakes are hipster. Repeating yourself is hipster. Repeating yourself is hipster. This poem was not written on a typewriter. This fact is not hipster. This poem itself is hipster. Hipsters are hipster. Irony is hipster. Beginnings are hipster. Endings are hipster. Bookends are hipster. Sentences referring to footnotes are hipster.
That is wonderful. I love that, David. That is, again, such a different perspective. I mean, obviously a huge amount of humour in that, but such clever social commentary built into that. I think that's absolutely brilliant. Very, very well done, and love that. So, again, a different take, something completely different, as you'd expect. This anthology really covering all the bases, isn't it? I mean, it's wonderful stuff, high quality, thoroughly enjoyed that. If I can come to you now, Jodie, you can tell us just a little bit about yourself, Jodie.
I'm I'm 16 and I'm from Newport.
Okay, Jodie. Now, you don't, I believe, have actually any published work in this anthology coming out next week because you are a relative newcomer to the project. And perhaps you give us your perspective on how you're finding it as a newcomer. I mean, these guys are obviously old hands at it. So how are you finding it?
I really like it. It's been really fun to work with some really talented people. And I find that you can be really expressionative and you're much free to be more creative as yourself.
So do you feel that this this group, this project, is giving you more in the way of freedom to explore your talent, which clearly you want to do?
Yeah, and I'm getting much more confident and I feel much more comfortable to sort of express myself through writing. And
It's the support that you're receiving as much as the technical input, which is important to you.
Yeah, and you get lots of great feedback and it's really good.
And is writing something that you'd like to go on to do as a profession, maybe as a career?
Yeah, maybe. I've always sort of wrote little bits here and there, so it's always been quite a hobby of mine.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Jodie, well, look, it's great to have met you. Thank you so much for coming in. Wish you the very best of luck on your course, and I'm sure you'll be in volume two of this anthology by the Anon Writers. We're going to take a quick break now, but we're going to come back, and I'm just going to round things off by talking to Jess, the project manager on this from Independent Arts. But after these, we'll come back with one from Jamie Cullum.
Putting the community back into local radio. This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
That is great. What a lovely track. Jamie Cullum there on the old keyboards, and I'm all over it. 8 minutes to 1 o'clock. You're listening to me, Andy Knight, in for Kelvin Curry on Vectis Radio's Saturday mid-morning show. Great to be with you. Coming very near the end of today's show. It's flown by, but thank you very much for joining me. But before we do wrap this up, I want to come back to Jessica Payne, who is the project manager for this young writers group that we've heard several of, Ben, Andrew, David, and of course Jodie, who've been talking to us live here in the studios, and three of the guys reading some of their own creative writing in terms of poetry or flash fiction, as we've learnt, in terms of very short stories or commentaries there, and such a variety of styles and different sort of takes on modern day. It's wonderful to hear this creative writing, Jess. It's very exciting.
I think that's what's so special about this book is each writer, their voices really do come through.
Now, can I just stop you? Sorry, rudely interrupting you there. But I mean, this idea of a voice, I mean, a writer needs a voice. And it's finding that voice that is sometimes what holds people who have the skill and the creativity, but don't have a voice. And these guys seem to be developing what is termed a voice. Is that
right?
They are.
I've really seen that. That evolution and development of these last 6-7 months. So it's really heartwarming to see.
Well, yeah, it must be a very exciting process for you to witness and be part of as well, of course. And as project manager for this, I mean, you must be delighted with the outcome. And then to have this anthology being published as well, I mean, it's a big, big thing. And it's a real showcase, again, for creative talent here on the island.
Absolutely. I mean,
and particularly Ventnor, by the sound of it.
Ventnor, we do have a good link with the Ventnor writers, it seems. But I'm just so thrilled with how this project's come together. They're really proactive and passionate about what they do, and I think that you respond to that. So and there's more exciting news for the Young Writers Group, because of course, aside from our book launch that's happening next Saturday, we're having a little pop-up workshop at the Isle of Wight Literary Festival in October.
Oh, how wonderful. Oh, well, we'll be definitely promoting that for you as well, so do let us have details on that.
I will do.
Can we just recap a little bit on some of the nuts and bolts of this, because the anthology itself by the Anon Writers is published and being launched at Waterstones next Saturday from 6 in the evening, am I right?
That's right, so Waterstones for all part of the Isle of Wight Day celebrations.
Okay, and the book obviously will be available to purchase. The price of the book is?
It's £8, which is a good value for money. It's a really quality hardback book that you'll be getting with a range of writing styles, and coming to the launch is great because not only are you supporting these writers hearing their spoken word performances, but we're hoping that it'll be funding perhaps another wave of these young writers.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, the revenue derived from the anthology being published itself, which I guess, as you mentioned, will also be available online through Amazon and so on, is going to hopefully help, as you say, to promote a second wave of this very, very valuable project that you've already masterminded for this year.
That's right. We're off the back of how successful this project has been, we're now looking for further funding to
do you
keep
think
going.
There's likely to be any more funding from Arts Council England, or is that a one-off kind of thing?
I couldn't say. I have everything crossed for
sure.
It
sure yeah yeah Well, we wish you luck with that. Now, if I can just ask you again to remind us of some of the contact details, the website and blog address particularly.
Okay, so there's two really important ones. The first one, of course, is for the Anon Writers. Mm-hmm. And to check out some of their work, it's theanonwriters.com. And then, of course, the other one, which is the charity, independentarts.org.uk. And that's got all the information about all of our projects, not just Young Writers.
Sure.
But it's got links to our Facebook, Twitter, and all the other usual suspects.
Yes, okay, brilliant. Okay, well, look, Jess, it's been an absolute delight to meet you, and I can tell how proud you are of the project and the individuals we've been lucky enough to meet today. Thank you so much to all of them and to you for coming in and sharing.
Thank you for having us.
It's an absolute pleasure, and I wish you the very best of luck, certainly with the anthology and with the launch next Saturday on Isle of Wight Day at Waterson, 6 o'clock in the evening. Be there and catch some real quality stuff. www.vectisradio.com